The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Indie Pow, an hour of Indigenous power here on Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Sego, Skeno, Layla Black in the house for Indie Pow every Tuesday night here on Jukasa Radio. So tonight we're talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is the topic of music. Music. Now, the reason that I wanted to talk about music is because we have so many awesome musical events coming up this week that I want to make sure that everyone in the community plugs into and understands why it is so important. So tonight we're going to be talking about five ways that music actually can help you on a physical level, can help your body heal, can help you manage stress, can help you exercise harder, all of these effects of music. And the reason that I chose this topic is because we have this weekend, on Friday night, we have the free music show with Logan Stotts and Rob Lamont in the Song for the Water. And then on Saturday night, we have the Woodland Cultural Center Coffee House and open mic. So there's two back-to-back awesome music events that are going to be vital for us to bring music into our lives, and a great way for you to expose the young children and your family to the healing power of music. So don't go anywhere. Stick with me. Keep it locked here on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
And the English translation to that is more hit music up next. Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Welcome back to Indie Pow with your host here, Layla Black. And pardon me for the froggy throat. I think we all know that the cold has been making its way from house to house, from kid to kid, as the little kids start school again. It's going around, but I'm still here to share Indie Pow. Indigenous Power is what it stands for. And the goal of every show is to give you something that can empower your life, whether it's an idea or a story or a teaching. Or an interview, something that you can take away from this show that's going to bring the power in your life. And for me, I don't know about you, but for me, music is a source of that power. Think about how long music has been around. Think about how long our ancestors have been using music to heal and grow. I remember I was once at an event, and they were talking about dancing and how dancing in our traditional beliefs, it was like giving Mother Earth a back massage, and that shuffle of the feet in the women's shuffle was actually a way for us to give Mother Earth a back massage and to transfer that energy. When you hear music, it changes your vibrational frequency. So the reason that I chose music tonight is because we have so many awesome music events coming up this weekend. On Friday night, we have the free music show for the Song for the Water with Logan Stotts and Rob Lamont at the Gathering Place. It is a free event. I will be your host that night, so you know it's going to be a good time. And definitely something that you want to bring all the kids out. So the Song for the Water was actually a collaborative project that Logan and Rob went to schools all over Ontario and hosted these writing workshops to write a song for the water. And all of these kids, hundreds of kids all around Ontario, put their brains together to create this song. And on Friday, it's going to be the first time that song is heard by anyone's ears and performed for you live. So if your kids were part of that project, definitely make sure that you do everything you can to get there. And if they weren't, it's a great experience for you to show them the power of when minds come together on a common goal. So let's really talk about music. I wanted to share with you guys five ways that music actually impacts our health. Number one, music reduces stress and anxiety. So music actually helps your heart rate, your blood pressure, all of these biological markers of stress. There was one study, researchers found that patients that were receiving surgery for a hernia repair. They listened to music after their surgery, and they actually experienced decreased plasma cortisol levels, and they required significantly less morphine to manage their pain. There's been lots of studies using musical therapy involving surgery patients or involving people dealing with pain and stress. Another one was 272 premature babies. So these preemie babies, these tiny little babies, were exposed to different kinds of music, either lullabies sung by their parents or instruments played by musical therapists. And they were exposed 3 times a week while recovering in the neonatal ICU. And even though all of the music forms, they improved the baby's functioning, the parental singing had the greatest impact and also reduced the stress of the parent who sang. So it was on both parts, it was stress reducing. It's also proven that music decreases pain. So I found this to be true actually in my own experience of giving birth. And I had a CD that I would listen to and I would meditate to and I would relax to all during my pregnancy. And then when it was time to give birth, that same music, that same CD would trigger that relaxation. And it really significantly reduced the pain. There was another study where patients undergoing spinal surgery, they were instructed to listen to music on the evening before their surgery and until the second day after their surgery. And when measured on pain levels post-surgery, the group had significantly less pain than the control group who didn't listen to music. Now, it's not really clear why music reduces pain, but it could be the impact on the dopamine release. So it actually triggers our brain to release dopamine, which is that feel-good happiness chemical inside of our brain. So if you're struggling with stress, if you're struggling with pain and anxiety, then definitely plug yourself into the music in our community. There are so many amazing sources of music. You can have traditional music. You can go with some of our folk singers and our country singers. At the Woodland Cultural Center this weekend is the Coffee House and Open Mic Night. So one of the performers is Jeff Doreen, Garanyawage, and he actually does Beatles songs in Mohawk. Anybody ever heard of him before? So I first saw him at a powwow a couple of years ago, and when I heard him sing Blackbird in Ginyakeha, something clicked in me. I was like, wow, this is amazing. It was like I could actually feel those chemical triggers in my brain, those dopamine triggers being released, and I felt good. So when you incorporate things like language into music, there you're learning and you're experiencing on a whole new level. So I definitely suggest, guys, coming out to the open mic, the Coffee House at Woodland Cultural Center this Saturday at 7 o'clock. Okay, it's $5. Tickets are $5, and there will be coffee and refreshments. And also the chance, there's very limited spots, but there's a few spots open for the open mic. So if you have a song you want to perform, maybe a spoken word poem, something that you want to perform on stage to the audience, then make sure you get there early so you can sign up, okay? So more coming at you guys on the 5 ways that music actually improves our health. Stick with me here, Layla Black on Indie Pal on 93.5 Chukasa Radio. Y'all ready,
y'all ready, y'all ready. Chukasa Radio, 93.5. All the hits, all the best hip-hop and R&B.
Sego, welcome back to Indie Pow with your host, Layla Black, here at Chukasa Radio. They let this crazy chick take over the radio waves every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. And tonight I wanted to pick one of my favorite topics, something that I've used myself in healing and growth and connection, and that is the power of music, okay? So we're talking about how music can actually improve your health. It's been scientifically proven in studies that it lowers pain, that it lowers stress levels, that it lowers blood pressure, and all of these triggers and signs of stress and anxiety. But listen to this. Music can actually improve your immune functioning. Do you think so? Do you think that listening to music could actually help prevent disease? There are researchers that think so. So they did this test at Wilkes University on how music affects the levels of IgA. IgA is an important antibody that our immune system uses as like a first line of defense against diseases. So the undergraduate students had their salivary IgA levels measured before and after the 30 minutes of exposure to one of four conditions. So the first one was they listened to a tone click, like. The second one was they listened to a radio broadcast. The third one, they listened to a tape of soothing music. And the fourth condition was they listened to complete silence. So those students that were exposed to the soothing music had significantly greater increases in IgA than any of the other conditions, which suggests that exposure to music and not just other sounds or silence actually could improve your innate immunity and make you your immune system stronger. So, you know, even as I battle this cold, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, maybe if I'm listening to music all the time, my immune system will be boosted. And the reason that I wanted to bring up this topic of music and how it actually improves our health, how it encourages healing within us, is because we have such amazing music opportunities and events happening this weekend. So on Friday night, we have the Song for the Water free music show at the Gathering Place with Logan Statz and Rob Lamont. They're going to be performing their Song for the Water, which was co-written by hundreds of students around Ontario who all put their heads together to create this song for the water, which I think is so beautiful. So there's going to be a free show on Friday night. And then on Saturday night is Woodland Cultural Center's coffee house and open mic. So it's a great opportunity for you to not only listen to music, but share some of yours too, okay? And one of the things that I truly love about Indigenous artists and musicians is that you can hear the emotion, you can hear, you can hear the grit, you can hear the struggle, you can feel their energy coming through the music. My brother, Logan Statz, he often says he doesn't write traditional music. However, you can still hear the grit of the Indigenous history and culture and past from every word that he plays. So that strength of storytelling, still very strong, those oral traditions passed on now through music. So stick with me. I've got more coming at you. A couple more reasons why music actually improves our health so that this weekend you go out there and you submerge yourself in music. Don't go anywhere. Layla Black here, your host of Indie Pow on 93.5 Chicasa Radio.
More hit music up next.
That's right.
Chicasa Radio 93.5.
Welcome back to Indie Pow with your host here, Layla Black. And thanks so much for tuning in every Tuesday here. They let me take over the radio waves. And tonight I wanted to talk about one of my favorite topics and something that has definitely helped me in my healing journey and helped me on a many, many levels. And we're talking about the power of music, the power of music. Anybody else play music out there or write music or sing music? How do you feel after you sing a song? I just want you to think about that. Even if you're singing out loud to your favorite Jocasa artist or you're banging on a drum, how do you feel after that? It is actually proven that your frequency, your energetic frequency rises when we play, hear, perform music. Music, it can actually also be a memory aid. It can help you remember things. And I asked Garanyawage, Jeff Doreen, who's performing at the Woodland Cultural Center Coffee House, I asked him why he started to perform Beatles songs in Mohawk, in the Mohawk language, Kanyakeha. And he said for him, it actually started as a lesson. So he knew Beatles songs, right? A lot of us have grown up on Beatles songs or, you know, we kind of know the melodies. You think about Blackbird singing in the dead of night. You kind of know the melodies. It's almost ingrained in you. So when he put the music to the language, it helped him to learn the language. It helped him to remember. Now, music enjoyment creates that dopamine release, right? We talked about that last segment. Dopamine release has been tied to motivation, to happiness, which then can affect your learning and your memory. So there was a study, some adult students studying Hungarian. They were asked to speak or speak in a rhythmic fashion or sing phrases in the unfamiliar language. Afterwards, when they were asked to recall the foreign phrases, the singing group actually did way better than any of the other groups in recalling the accuracy, in actually recalling the words. So for me, learning my Mohawk language, I've been learning some of the songs, and I've been learning how to use the language in the songs, like the water song. That simple melody of incorporating language into music has made it so much easier. I find like the words just kind of roll off your tongue. And when you're singing it, there's like a connection that happens in the brain. And the last way that we're going to talk about the ways that music can actually improve our health is music helps us exercise. I don't know about you, but who else has a pretty high energy workout playlist? Okay, so my workout playlist is, it's like a part of me. I almost feel like I can't work out without it. So there was this study in the United Kingdom where they had 30 people. And they had 30 people listen to either motivational music, non-motivational music, or no music while they walked on the treadmill until they reached exhaustion levels. So the measurements actually showed that both music conditions increased the length of time that they could work out, but the motivational music increased it significantly more. So the participants who listened to motivational music said they felt better during their workout than the others in the other condition. So guys, there are so many benefits to music. I'm sure you feel them every single day, but we often don't take the time to really acknowledge them and understand the science behind them. But our ancestors knew that music was a healer. They knew that music could bring people together. It doesn't matter what language it's spoken in. When you truly listen to music, you have that feeling, that good feeling, that good mind. Right. So I want to make sure that everyone makes their way out to the musical events that are happening right here in our backyard this weekend, Friday night at the Gathering Place, the free music show with Logan Stotts and Rob Lamont in the Song for the Water, and Saturday night at the Woodland Cultural Center Coffee House and open mic. So book your calendars, make sure you're bringing the family out, exposing your children to the power of music and how it brings us all together, and supporting Indigenous artists that are out there sharing their voices, and for us to be there as their audience, hearing and feeling and experiencing what they're putting out there with their songs. So thanks so much for listening, guys. I hope you incorporate music into your weekend. Woohoo! Hope to see you guys there at these events. And remember, music improves your health. So any chance you can, turn it up. Keep it cranked, keep it loud, right here on Jocasa Radio 93.5.